Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Lamar Steger and his perspective on being inside the largest beef retailer in the world. Back with Lamar in just a moment.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. Lamar Steger is a cow-calf operator from northwestern Arkansas who's had the opportunity to become an advisor to the largest beef retailer in the world, Walmart. Lamar was a featured speaker at a recent Boehringer Ingelheim webinar on the cow-calf producer and their role in producing high-quality beef for today's consumer. And he says the story with Walmart goes back to the days before they were even in the grocery business.
This idea that Walmart had that they needed to do something big and do something different in beef was driven by a couple of things. Number one is, in my view, they had a well-deserved bad reputation for a meat counter from the time that they started their grocery stores. If you remember, they were a general products company. And when they went in the grocery business, it only took them like 12 to 15 years to go from zero grocery stores to being the largest grocer in the United States. And when you grow that fast, I think a lot of what they were doing was just trying to get product on the shelf. And back before, let's say before 2000, I don't think 2005, we didn't have quite the foodie culture in urban areas that we have now. And as they have moved into the urban areas and they're within, there's a Walmart store within 10 miles of something over 80% of the population in the United States. And so they're not just rural stores anymore. They're all over urban areas as well. And the urban buyers were not happy, of course, with what they're doing.
Steger says that as Walmart got their arms around the problem of improving the quality of beef they were offering to today's consumer, did several things, including who they hired to buy their meat.
They hired, for their buying team, they hired meat scientists from Texas A&M and the University of Arkansas and other universities who were producing really good meat science students. And these young men and women never dreamed that they would be buying meat. They thought they would be somewhere back in the processing part when they got their degree. And then they put them into the Walmart culture pretty hard and taught them kind of what Walmart's all about. And then they said, now let's go and improve our beef business. And I came into the conversations just about the time that they were trying to kind of make their final decisions. The biggest, one of the largest issues that all the grocery chains have, and the bigger the grocery chain, as you can imagine, the harder this is quality and consistency. And so when I came in, they had already made the decision through their testing and if you can imagine how big a test is at Walmart, they could do a 40 store test, which is larger than most grocery chains, as the eating experience that they got reports on from Angus sired cattle was really high. And it wasn't that there wasn't other good eating experiences from other breeds of cattle and other cattle with other attributes, but this is for volume and for size. They got the feedback and made the decision with some prompting that they would have up their specs to the point where they were asking for Angus sired animals. And most of the specs for their black tray program, they have two programs. The white tray is lower choice and upper select, and that would be their entry price point. And then their black tray program would be upper two-thirds choice, and basically the same. When you read it, you're like, well, this is CAB specs. Well, it's just about the same as the CAB specs. There's a few little differences, but just about the same. And so So that's when I kind of came into it.
Lamar Steger says the improved genetics that we've seen in recent years within the cattle industry has been very important to the well-being of major players in the beef supply chain like Walmart, looking for that better eating experience for today's consumer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the 2021 Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming this Saturday, April 10th, 12:30 p.m. at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. 120 head will be offered, including 75 head of Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. Catalog and videos of the animals being sold are available at mcsauction.com. You can call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale this Saturday, April 10th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.